In one complaint, the report concludes that for 5 nonpartisan Senate staffers in 2016, Baumgardner created an intimidating, offensive, and hostile work environment. Former aide Audrey Klein was interviewed in the investigation. She says 3 years earlier, a Republican senator warned her to stay clear of Baumgardner.
He said, "We have a nickname for him in the caucus." He said, "We call him Boob Grabber," which is sort of a play on Baumgartner's name. It's not the most elegant, but I think the idea was there.
That Republican lawmaker told an investigator with a Littleton-based alternative dispute resolution that the alleged nickname was common knowledge in the legislature and reflects how Baumgardner's hands brush against a woman's breast after a hug or when he puts his arms around her shoulders and under her breast. Baumgardner survived a Democratic-led expulsion vote on April 2nd based on the outcome of another harassment allegation found credible by a separate company. The vote failed largely along party lines. The latest findings were not public at the time of that vote. I'm Benta Berkland.